Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segments brought to you by The Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call The Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It is time here for the C-Note, Cowboys news of the evening. So one of the things we talked about in the opening segment was the strength of schedule and how the NFL laid it out. And a lot of the media has had the take that the NFL has done the Cowboys no favors. And I felt like, man, that's an overreaction. I don't think that's reality. And then check this out. There's been a lot of journalism done today. One is a tweet from Arif Hassan on net rest differential, which teams are getting more or less rest based on how their schedule falls. And there's a pretty big range on it. It's crazy. So the Cowboys are third best with an extra 11 and a half days of rest in between games than the average team. And some of the teams are in really bad shape, like the Chargers are minus 24. The Eagles are minus 15. So somehow the NFL is not paying attention very much to this, I think, because they're just trying to optimize for revenue and ratings, right? So the victim of it, and I think Warren Sharp wrote about this today, his point might be that the NFL, in pursuit of money, is giving us better matchups, but it's also creating a tremendous amount of variance in how much rest some of these teams are getting. And check this out. Over the last decade, teams with a 3 to 6 day rest edge and not off a full bye have covered 55% of games with a 4.2% ROI over 233 games. Mm. If these teams play on the road with the rest edge, the cover rate jumps to 56.1 with a 7% ROI over 134 games. In the last decade, teams playing with short week, less than 6 days of rest road games after week six, won just 43.9% of games and covered 47.4% of the time. That's a negative 9.4% return on investment. So for gambling folks, it's incredibly powerful information. For fans that are trying to determine how should we feel about our football team's chances of making the playoffs or getting home field advantage, it's significant. When those road teams play with extra rest over 6 days instead of short rest, they have won 47% of games and have covered a whopping 53% of the time, which swings the return on investment all the way into the positive, a swing of 11.2% and 5.9 percentage points in cover rate. Shifting from burning money at minus 9.4% to actually making money by just blindly applying that principle to your wagering. So what does that do for you? You know, if you're the Cowboys, you're sitting at almost an extra 2 weeks of time to prepare in between games. It's crazy that over the same period of time, it could be that different, but it is. And, you know, maybe that can offset how difficult your opponents are. I think that's what you're hoping for.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's definitely what you're hoping for. And a lot of it comes versus your biggest and toughest opponents.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have extra rest going into that Packers game early in the season, and then you'll have extra rest going into that Seattle game and then that Rams game. And that's going to be the meat of the season right there. And those are your toughest opponents. Like, knowing that you have extra time to prepare for your toughest opponents, I think is exactly what you would want, given that you can't control who you're going to play. You've known who you were going to play, and just based on the opponents overall, it is a tough schedule, but they did you some favors here.
Yeah, absolutely. And with this coaching staff that wants to be flexible and versatile, and we're building a game plan specifically to take care of an opponent's shortcomings.
Yeah, that's a great
point.
Could
be powerful.
Absolutely.
Last year, there were five teams with over 7 days of positive net rest. The Seahawks, 14 wins. The Rams, 12. The Niners, 12. So they had an easy schedule and a bunch of net rest advantage. The Lions and the Dolphins. So, you know, maybe it's just a coincidence.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That three of those happen to be amongst the stronger teams in the NFL, or maybe that schedule advantage actually boosted the Dolphins to win seven when they should have been a 4 or 5 win team.
Yeah.
And the Lions, who appeared vulnerable, you know, should have been even worse. And obviously the Niners should have been. So we had two conference champions and the Super Bowl champion receiving the best net rest in the NFL last year. Those teams averaged 10.8 wins. There were three teams with over 7 days of negative net rest. The Raiders won 3 games, the Commanders won 5 games, and the Saints won 6 of them.
And there's something to it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. It's, you know, the other thing to look at is how many times are we going on short rest, and because of how our bodies work, we're more vulnerable to injury.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many times are those teams playing on 4 or 5 days rest show up and lose a guy for the season? You know, I think if I'm the NFLPA, that's what I need to study. Because if you missed it as well, the NFL is saying today they're liking the idea of Wednesday games. Like this rotating, rolling schedule idea that's kind of crazy. Like how many days of the week could we play? I think the NFL is going to continue to push in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm the Players Association, one of my main things is we have to create a standard for rest. And I don't know if that's 6 days or 7 days, but you know, as we continue to manipulate and shift this schedule in the interest of more and more revenue, and there is a ton of more meat on the bone. I mean, there's no reason we shouldn't have NFL football every night of the week for 5 months, right? 4 months. I think we could do that. We could be living in a world where you get to that, especially with an 18 or 20 game schedule.
Just kiss the wife, hug the kids, and I'll see you in February.
Yeah. But the NFL can't just give lip service to the safety element of it. You know, you got to
be
serious.
That's always been BS.
Here's DeMarvian Overshown talking about his health update as he was up there at the Home Run Derby last night.
Biggest blessing I can ask for. I feel like everybody know when I'm healthy. Like, I'm one of the best linebackers in the league, and, you know, that's not to toot my own horn, but, you know, the film and the stats speaks for itself when I'm on the field. So being healthy is, you know, the number one way to stay on the field and be able to do what I do. So the fact that I get to go through this full offseason as a healthy man and coming into training camp healthy, I feel like people ain't seen my best yet. So I know it's going to be one of my best years.
I mean, big-time playmaker.
It's huge.
Incredible athlete. Turn him loose on this defense. It could be amazing.
Yes, it could.
I wish I was more excited about Overshown. I guess just as kind of tepid as last year was, and the injuries have just pretty softened me now to I'm not expecting anything, and if it's awesome, it'll be awesome. But this is exactly where I was for a lot of Sean Lee's career.
Yeah, I think the cautious optimism is probably right. I mean, look, last year he never looked right. Him being out of the brace, which he noted as well, I think is huge. Him having an entire offseason, now he can come into camp and be ready to go. But that's what could really tilt the expectation level of this season. You mentioned you got a weakness up the middle. All of a sudden, Overshown and D. Winters kind of hit for you, and then you sprinkle in a little Jayshon Barham by the second half of the season, kind of getting his feet underneath him. You looked at the linebacker position as a glaring weakness. You could look at it by the end of the season as like, wow, this ended up being way better than we anticipated.
That would be freaking sweet. You know, he could absolutely change it, you know, and his instincts for the ball, everything that he does.
Splash plays.
Yeah, he's just a disruptive force out there.
And you need that. You know, you're probably if you're going to be a team that is winning with defense, it's going to have to be from splash plays. I don't think you're just going to hold people and force punts for 3 hours. How about Overshown on Christian Parker?
Oh, no, it's been fun. You know, you're excited for football already when you're kind of in the meeting room and you're kind of going through, you know, certain stuff on the field and you see the scheme actually like playing out in real life time, and just knowing like, okay, this is what's gonna help us win the Super Bowl. Like, how he explained the calls, how he go into depth on, you know, the reasons why we're doing everything. That's you know, 1 through 11 on the field. Like, why are we doing this to better the team, or why are we doing this to, you know, better our chances to force a fumble, or, you know, force a 3-and-out. So when you break it down like that, a guy like CP, he comes to work ready to work every day. Like, you know, he quizzing us in the room, making sure we ready and stuff like that. That's the type of, you know, leadership you need. So I'm very excited about him. And Coach Simons, like, I've been meeting with him since he got here, and you know, been around his family already, and just a great guy. Overall, great guy. And then the coaching, you know, that just speaks for himself, his resume. So I'm excited. I'm excited to be healthy, to be in the room with the guys, and to be playing football again.
A lot of detail in that answer. I think that's an incredible sign for where this team is heading with its coaching staff into the future. It's time now to hit the Krusty's Corner, though, and Nick Harris, Star Telegram, is set to join us. We'll get his thoughts as the offseason workouts continue and the schedule is official. It's next with Nick Harris here on The Fan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.